Hello again, GWA. This is Listening Always, and I decided to answer a questionnaire by Ivory Tongue, who posted it about 2 months ago. It says, I'm curious, wonderful women of GWA, what's it like to be multi-orgasmic? Would you please consider humoring me and recording your answers to these questions? Extra love and awe to any who wish to care to demonstrate while responding. And I figured I could do this. I can do this one. Not a problem. Have you always been multi-orgasmic, or is it something that has developed over time? Have you gotten more or less multi-orgasmic over time? I was certainly not multi-orgasmic earlier in life, and probably not until about 3 or so years after becoming sexually active before I managed to, and I was quite surprised. Since then, I have gotten steadily more multi-orgasmic, and I really think that part of that is because I have a significant other who is dedicated to making sure that I'm always orgasmic on a prime number. That's a joke, but it's kind of not, because he won't stop until I'm ready to pass out, and that has only increased my stamina for those types of things. It has certainly gotten more over time. I think the record, which was posted in an earlier comment, I think was 18 in one session. Although there have been plans to break the record, I don't know if that's going to happen. Let's see, next question. When and how... Oh, I kind of answered that. When and how did you discover your ability to climax multiple times? And are there techniques or circumstances that are most likely to bring you to multiple orgasms? Techniques? I don't think so. A woman's most sexual organ is her brain. I'm telling you that right now. If you're not in the right headspace, you're probably not gonna come. That being said, once you're in the right headspace and you have the right buttons pushed, for me, the right buttons are definitely clitoral stimulation, definitely G-spot stimulation, definitely audio, oral with an A, stimulation. Just the word slut does something to the inside of my brain, and that usually assists in orgasms, sometimes more than one. And really, I think it's just a repeated thing. You just keep doing those couple of things over and over again, and you're gonna get the same result every time. Do the orgasms increase or decrease in intensity throughout a session, or stay the same, or does it vary? And if so, what makes it vary? Does the time between orgasms vary? Everything varies for me. I don't know if that's for everybody, but everything definitely varies for me. Sometimes the orgasm is short, sometimes it's long, sometimes it's a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Sometimes it's a whopping old 10. Sometimes they are little shivers. Sometimes they're so strong I literally get a headache. I literally have the flow of blood go elsewhere from my brain, and my brain says, wait, what was that? And I have a headache. I know most women usually say I have a headache before sex. I'm probably the only one that has to say I have a headache during. That's pretty funny. And does the time between orgasms vary? Absolutely. Sometimes, if you're riding a particularly hard wave, you can go from one to the other almost in quick succession versus having them spread out over minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. But having a dedicated partner is a big part of that because he won't ever stop until it's really late, which makes quickies a little hard, by the way. I'm gonna just throw this out there to guys. Sometimes girls just want to get off in, 5 minutes and go to sleep. It doesn't always have to be a marathon. Sometimes it's a sprint, okay? Sometimes. What is the highest number of orgasms you had? That was 18. And what did that session involve? That session involved my 100-to-1 challenge and a little bit of play after that. I think if you count them, there's 14 in the recording, and well, it's like potato chips. You can't have just 14, right? And that session involved a Hitachi and a vibrator. Next question. When you stop masturbating, do you feel like you could have orgasmed more? Do you stop because you're too sensitive, fully sated, no longer aroused? Probably a bit of all three. When I stop masturbating, it's usually because I'm fully sated. And usually no longer aroused, although there are times when you can be quote-unquote fully sated and still aroused, so that you keep going. And definitely if you're too sensitive, you have to stop. You don't have to stop, but it can get a little overwhelming, a little painful if you manage to keep pushing the envelope. Last question. Please share anything else you'd like to say about your orgasms being multi-orgasmic or any other question on the topic I forgot to ask. I think you pretty much covered everything. Think. Sorry, I'm not very good at etching. And I have been recording now for almost 9 minutes. I'm not gonna say that's a record, but it's certainly, yes, oh god, oh fuck, okay, we didn't talk about squirting, squirting is not something that I used to do a lot of until very recently, and now it seems that every time I orgasm, I squirt. So, going through a lot of laundry lately. I don't know if that was audible, but I'm glad I put the towel down first. I hope you enjoyed this. Oh, well, it's a multi-orgasmic post, isn't it? So, all right. Well, we'll see if I can get another one. It shouldn't be more than 30 seconds because I'm doing all the things that work. clitoral stimulation and thrusting and G spot. Oh. Fuck. And recording works too. Recording's actually a pretty fucking big turn on. So, thanks for listening. And I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna try to break the record tonight, but another day, I promise. Good night, GWA.